Hi, this is Eric Casto with Global Reach Ministries and Four Smiles Productions. I want to thank you for taking time to tune into today's Bearing Precious Seed podcast. We are in a study on the name of Jesus. And I just pray that as you listen to this, that you won't just hear it as a normal podcast, but that you'll begin to say, okay, Lord, as I'm listening, I want to be changed. I want to come into a greater faith, a greater understanding of who you are in my life, who you are living in me. And I want this strengthening with might by your Spirit in the inner man, that Christ would dwell in my heart by faith in the name of Jesus. And so that's the desire, is that we come into this place where, like Joshua and Caleb in the Old Testament, they said, we're not grasshoppers. No, we can possess the land. We're going to rise up and defy the castles, the strongholds, the giants, and all the armies that are out there that are saying that we cannot do what Jesus commanded us to do. And I believe that's what's going to happen. There's going to be a spirit of faith that's going to stir up on the inside of us as we begin to focus on the name of Jesus. Because there is no greater power that's given to man than faith in the name of Jesus. And so, Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for that anointing of the Holy Spirit as we listen. That as we listen, I want to thank you, our faith is increasing. And as our faith increases, it puts a demand on the presence, on the anointing of the Holy Spirit to perform. So, Father, we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's begin with communion. Luke chapter 22 and verse 15. The Bible says, Jesus says to them with desire, I have desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. Verse 19, he took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave it unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Verse 20, likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. Now, as you look at that, you need to turn now to John chapter 15. Because Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they talk about communion, the cup, and the bread. John talks about communion from a different angle, and that's John chapter 15. Jesus says, I'm the true vine, my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. Every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. Verse 4, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abides in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. Now, as you get into this passage in John chapter 15, it really begins to focus on abiding. Kenneth Wiest, a Greek scholar in his New Testament, the Wiest New Testament, he flavors it. He says, maintain a living communion in me and my words living in you. And so it's wonderful how Wiest kind of just unravels that John chapter 15 is the communion chapter. Maintaining this abiding in the Word of God and God's Word abiding in us. And then guess what? We begin to move forward in our walk with the Lord. In fact, we need to just keep reading. If a man abides not in me, that communion, He is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they're burned. Verse 7. If you abide in me, if you maintain a living communion in me, and my words are in communion in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Well, what's the legal side of that verse? Maintain a living communion in me, and my words maintaining a living communion in you. It's relationship. And that's why there's no book like the Bible. These words are living words. And they, one word out of this book can change any situation. Now, I want you to turn now to Galatians chapter 2. We're gonna tie this all together right now. Galatians 2, verse 20. The Bible says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So here we have such a powerful couple scriptures here. Paul has this revelation. I'm crucified. When Jesus was crucified on the cross, I was right there. I am crucified with Christ. But I'm alive. In fact, he's writing these words, so he's alive. I'm speaking through this microphone. I'm alive. But he says, yet not I. Now we're getting into Christianity. True Christianity. It begins with death. To enter into life. Jesus said, if anyone's going to follow me, you're going to have to pick up your cross, deny yourself, and follow me. Oh. Starts with death. It manifests in life, the life of Christ. So he says, but it's Christ that lives in me. The life I live in this flesh, so powerful, here we go. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. Now we're getting into this communion, abiding in him, the body, the blood, the faith. I live by the faith of the Son of God. And now that's bringing us into this position to understand walking in the name of Jesus. Now let's go to Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3. And this is a power, I tell you, this is a really powerful chapter because when you get into Acts, Acts chapter 2, you've got the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Crucial. I mean, this doctrine of the baptism of the Holy Spirit and praying in other tongues, which is a sign of reception of this wonderful baptism. But when you get to chapter 3, now you're going to have the establishment of the name of Jesus and its place in the church. And so that's what this chapter is about. And so let me just begin chapter 3. We'll just start from the beginning. And it says, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. A certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, that's four eyes, staring with such faith and intensity in the Holy Spirit. I love it. So Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." Meaning, get your eyes connected with our eyes right now, because the spirit of faith is going to be imparted into you right now to expect something. Peter was carrying something, and let's keep reading here. "He gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. And Peter said, Silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, give I to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." He took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Now, this, like I said, you got to take this chapter a little bit slow, because I believe this is picking up from in the New Testament, and where they brought a man to Jesus, they lowered him into the house, and Jesus says, "Your sins are forgiven." And they said, who can forgive sins but God alone? And then Jesus ultimately, he says, well, what's easier to say? Your sins are forgiven, or to say, take up your bed and walk. Now, it's kind of a funny question, because it's always easier to say your sins are forgiven, because technically you can't see that in the flesh. It's harder to say, take up your bed and walk, because that's going to be a manifestation in the natural. But the truth is, the harder thing is to say, you're forgiven. And that's what Jesus is now going to demonstrate. So in the book of Mark, Jesus says, take up your bed. And the man takes up his bed and he begins to walk. And so Jesus now is declaring and demonstrating that just as I forgive sin, I heal. And I tell you, the power of God that was manifested in that miracle, in that teaching, now is picking up in the New Testament, in the book of Acts. And so here's this man crippled. He's lived his life as a cripple. He doesn't even crawl to the temple. I mean, people pick him up and they carry him there. And here's he's at this place of the house of God, the temple, where there's a lot of teaching, there's a lot of worship, a lot of debating going on. And now here is the body of Jesus, these disciples, these men that are in communion with Jesus Christ, who God raised from the dead. And he's still alive. And these men are in communion with him. The life that they live in the flesh, they're living by what? The faith of the Son of God, who loved them and gave himself. So this isn't the Peter and John that we knew before Jesus died. These two people are different. They had received their forgiveness. They had received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And now they are walking in communion with Christ. They get over there, and all of a sudden, I can see Jesus is like, you know, I need to pick up about this whole thing about forgiveness and healing again, and I'm going to do it right at the temple steps. It's powerful. So here's Peter, John, in the name of Jesus. Oh, now wait a minute. Communion? We are in his name. And we're speaking in his name. Rise up and walk. And Peter grabs hold of this guy. And when he does, I'm sure, it was like an electric line from heaven grabbed hold of this guy, shot into his ankle bones, and he began to walk. Walking by faith. And as you're listening, I don't know, maybe you're wounded in an area. Right now, as you're listening, begin to see the authority of Jesus' name bring power into your ankle bones, whether it's the natural bones of your legs or in the legs of your faith. It's time to get up. The enemy has probably tried to do something in order to wound you and get you to sit down and to quit. But I believe that in Jesus' name, it's time to stand up and to defy the hurt, defy the wound, and begin to walk by faith. That's what the Bible says. We walk by faith, not by sight. And I believe that when we're done with this podcast, you're going to make a decision. I'm healed, and I'm going to walk by faith. I'm not just walking. I'm walking by faith in the name of Jesus. Well, these religious leaders start to gather. Everybody starts to gather, and Jesus is right there. They don't see him. He's the one who did this. They see Peter and John, and so now Peter's going to have to preach. Verse 15, he says, "You killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses." Witnesses that you killed him, and witnesses that God raised him from the dead. "And his name," verse 16, "and his name through faith in his name has made this man strong whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all." I mean, Peter is on fire. He's like, okay, it's time to set the record straight. You killed Jesus, but God raised him back to life, and we're standing here in resurrection power, in the resurrection power of Jesus. And he begins to say, it is in the name of Jesus and by faith, the faith of his name. Oh, well, how could he say that? Well, communion. He's in communion with Jesus. And in that communion, the life that he's now living in the flesh, he's living by the faith of Jesus. What kind of faith? Well, faith that Jesus loved me and he gave himself up for me. Oh, how can you go wrong with that? Oh, that's power. Well, the man gets up. His ankle bones are completely restored, strong. And all of a sudden, everybody knows this man. And what's happening here? The name of Jesus is now going to be preached for forgiveness. Peter has their attention through the power of the Holy Spirit. And now he's going to move into what? A salvation call. And of course, you need to read this. What's easier to say? Your sins are forgiven or to stand up? Well, in this case, he begins with stand up and walk. Now let's move over to your sins being forgiven. Jesus Christ is alive. Oh, so powerful. You know, several years ago, I was 20 years old, and I was on a mission trip with Oral Roberts University. I was a student, and we went over to China to teach English during the summer. And while we were there, the Tiananmen Square massacre took place. And I tell you what, you talk about intense. It was intense for us. We thought we were going to get trapped in China. We were in northern China at the time. And we made our way out. God, it was amazing. We got the word from our authorities back in the United States, get out of China. We don't know if China's going to go into civil war. There was one flight that was flying out of the northern China all the way down close to Hong Kong. And there were the exact number of seats that our team needed. We got on, we flew out, and then we went into Hong Kong. And as we were working, then it was just powerful. We're preaching on the streets. We're preaching in demonstrations where people were having demonstrations against China. But we were preaching the authority of the blood of Jesus Christ shed not at Tiananmen Square, but at Golgotha's Hill. that blood was shed for what? Our freedom. Well, then we went over to the Portuguese colony of Macau. It was still Portuguese. And we were having an amazing time of ministry there. And I just remember the last Saturday and Sunday that we were going to be in Macau, I was asked, you know, would you preach on Sunday morning? There was a Portuguese church there in southern China, and this American was going to be preaching at this church. Well, the night before, I just felt such incredible attack against me. And I didn't want to be there. I wanted to go home. I mean, it had been such an intense trip. I was just a teen, 19, 20 years old, college student. And I just felt darkness, failure. Where is the Lord? I've got to preach in the morning. I don't think I can do this. And I just laid there. I began to seek the Lord. I began to search for him in my heart. I began to yield, Lord, and to worship him. All of a sudden, I could hear my pastor back in the United States preaching a sermon on the authority of the name of Jesus. Preaching a sermon on Moses lifting up the rod and splitting the Red Sea and tying that message into the authority of the name of Jesus, the name above every name. And as I began to hear that sermon rolling on the inside of me, all of a sudden it was like Jesus was underneath me and he stood up. And when he stood up, he stood me up, literally. I was picked up and stood up. My hands are up in the air and the power of God is flowing down through me. I mean, shaking me. All of that depression, all of that negativity, all of that which was going on around me, it was broken. All of a sudden, I am so full of energy. I could hardly sleep that night. The next morning, I went into that service, and I preached a message on the healing power of Jesus Christ. And when I went to lay hands on people, my hands felt like they were about 10 pounds each under an oily glory of God, the healing power of God. And I began to lay hands on people, and they began to fall over, and they began to get healed and healed and healed and healed. And I tell you, it was such a glorious service. Well, how did it begin? I was depressed. I was beat up. I felt like I was a failure. So we know it wasn't my ability. But when I heard the name of Jesus, something changed. The faith, which is by him, hath given him this perfect soundness. The faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. That faith came down into that little room that night and stood me up physically and changed the whole situation. Friend, let me pray for you right now. Heavenly Father, I am praying for those that are listening right now. I pray that regardless of what they're going through, that faith in the name of Jesus will come. Satan, I rebuke you. I command you, let them go. I break oppression. I break depression. I break sickness. I break tumors. I break the power of cancer. I break it in Jesus' name. And Lord, we release your healing power right now in this podcast to go into my friends, my family members, and pick them up today and give them hope. In Jesus' name I pray. Listen, that's enough for today. Go to our website at www.foursmiles.com. There's more information there. Remember, we love you. Jesus loves you. He's coming soon. We need to be ready. God bless you. Bye-bye.